This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. And in today's digital economy, where a digital-first lifestyle pervades every aspect of our lives, from communications and entertainment to learning and even running businesses, it becomes increasingly important to understand how the global and local digital landscape is shaping our behavior, our preferences, and our opportunities. The Meltwater 2024 Global Digital Report offers an insightful glimpse into the evolving digital landscape, revealing the dynamics of internet penetration, social media trends, and digital behaviors across the globe. As the demand for achieving digital milestones continue, understanding these changes becomes crucial for businesses and stakeholders aiming to navigate the complexities of the digital world effectively. The report highlights the challenges and opportunities presented by the digital age, focusing on how enhanced connectivity, changing social media preferences, and technological advancements impact societies and businesses. In Malaysia's rapidly developing digital market, these insights would be particularly valuable. And here to tell us more about key findings from Meltwater's 2024 Global Digital Report is David Hickey, the Executive Director for Asia Pacific at Meltwater. Hello, David. How are you today?
Hello, Richard. Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you very much, my friend. It's Friday, so I have the weekend to look forward to. I'm sure you're feeling the same way too.
Indeed.
Let's jump straight into things then. I'm just going to quickly tell people how they can get in touch if they need to. Get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number at 018-789-8899. Get us on X at BFM Radio. Now, David, let's just jump straight into things. When we look at user growth, what do you think are the strategies that are leading to this continued growth of global social media users, especially in regions previously considered hard to penetrate?
Yeah, I think different platforms have undertaken different strategies and tactics over the nearly 20 years it's taken us to get to more than 5 billion people on social media now, which is really a staggering number.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you look in Malaysia, which is obviously where we are today, 97% of the population is connected to the internet, and they're now spending 2 hours and 50 minutes on social media every day, per our report. So, a lot of time is being spent there, and I guess your question is why. Social media was really born out of wanting to generate social connection online. I think the Facebook really dominated that early. I think they've been able to corner it through the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. Still the number one reason why people are tuning into social media in Malaysia or anywhere else on the planet for that matter is actually keeping up with family and friends.
Right.
That's still the number one reason to go onto social media.
Yeah.
But, beyond that, I think that rich social platforms understand that rich content is really why people are staying in-app. Now they're ensuring that their algorithms are really smart in serving up the content that is already matching user preferences. Mm. And I think that a big boom in user growth that we've seen recently has come from social platforms actually partnering with content creators. It's too much for a social platform to think about creating that content itself. And by incentivizing content creators and celebrities alike to create richer and richer content, that's been a really important strategy for gaining users, but right. also actually keeping those users in app. I think beyond the content itself, the actual form of the content has become really important over the last couple of years. Our report showed that short form video is obviously absolutely dominating.
Yeah.
TikTok was actually the number one app for time spent online with 38 hours per month that people are actually spending on TikTok.
It's a black hole there, David, that. TikTok is a black hole, my friend.
It is exactly, if you think about that in perspective, people are spending about 3 waking days per month scrolling through TikTok videos, or maybe they don't even need to scroll, I guess, with TikTok. They just keep on getting served them,
right?
So, Yeah, I think that the short form video has been huge. YouTube was actually the number two platform, mm-hmm. which again shows you just how important short form video is. Mm. And again, that the content creators that are out there are bringing people to the app. Mm. But also, I think what TikTok has done particularly well is that it's understood that in the past, platforms like Instagram or YouTube, you would need to follow people to be able to see their content, right. which typically meant that viral content was generated by famous people or people that already had influence. Mm-hmm. And I think that TikTok understood that users were desperate to go viral themselves, but probably didn't have that initial reach. And the TikTok algorithm allows, you know, general people to go viral. And I think that that's been another reason why people have gone to that app in abundance.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they feel as though they can do it themselves. If they can do it, I can do it kind of approach as well.
Exactly. You know, right. What's better than follow, you know, seeing somebody else go viral? It's going viral yourself. And I think that they've really democratized that for the user.
Yeah. Okay. There's a brief mention in the report about, you know, digital growth slowdown. It's only very brief. But how is Meltwater interpreting that slowdown in overall digital growth? And what implications might that have for the future of digital marketing?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think that it's probably not surprising that digital growth is slowing down. You know, we're probably already reaching like a super majority status. I mentioned that 5 billion people are already on social. You know, 2/3 of the world population are online. So despite the growth slowing down, that's still, you know, 10 billion ears and eyes that are on online and are on social.
We're just plateauing then. Is that what we put it down to?
Exactly right. Yeah. So the growth is really plateauing, but the amount of people that are there is still huge, which means that digital marketing is very much here to stay. We actually saw digital ad growth was up 10% year on year. So, you know, not only is digital marketing remaining, you know, critical and digital remaining an important channel, you know, people are spending more, marketers are spending more money there. Mm. And I think that it's for good reason, you know, that we've got a highly engaged audience that is online. Mm. But beyond the impact for digital marketers, I think it is having an impact for digital platforms. We're definitely seeing the social platforms obviously looking to flatten out their organizations. They're cutting staff. They're focusing, you know, just like everybody else on profit and monetization. Mm. And that will impact digital marketing because social media platforms are becoming, you know, particularly focused on how to monetize their existing user base.
Yeah.
Instead of just being out there really trying to chase more users. I mean, and as they chase other ways to monetize, you know, things will change.
Which leads on to my next question. You know, we're seeing so much people spending so much time online. What would you give marketers to kind of, I don't know, adjust the strategies that they've previously used to kind of, you know, connect with these people that are spending so much time online?
Yeah, I think the best advice is really to understand what audience you're really seeking to target with your message or with your campaign or what audience you're looking to sell your product to, and understand where that audience currently resides online.
Right.
There are numerous different social platforms out there and they all have different audiences. So I think that understanding the audience of the platform helps you, you know which social platforms to actually focus on.
Okay.
We're also seeing a big trend towards paid ads in social. There's been significant growth in paid advertising. We recently did a state of the social media survey to you know more than 1,000 marketers across Asia Pacific. And certainly the response was that more than 75% of marketers felt like paid ads was an essential part of any good campaign, mm-hmm. And that they were looking to spend more money on paid in the next 12 months than they did in the previous 12 months.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of good tactics.
And I guess just before we head into a break, the trends that we are seeing across social media, of course, how do these changing dynamics amongst the leading social platforms affect the approach that brands should take in their social media marketing efforts?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think like they're actually looking, as we've read, I'm sure, looking to move away from just advertising as a vehicle for monetization to different kinds of tactics. Mm. They're looking, you know, obviously for paid subscriptions. I think that's going to be a bit of an uphill battle for the platforms.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we're seeing brands do now, and a lot of our customers are doing with great effect, is actually partnering with content creators directly. I mentioned the importance of understanding audience, and really, you know, content creators or influencers, as they're also known, that they understand their audience better than any brand ever can.
Yeah.
And they're also very, very good at knowing what content is going to resonate with their audience. Mm. And by having paid partnerships with influencers, and they don't need to be really famous people, they can be micro influencers, they can be niche influencers, and actually having them create the content on your behalf is the best way of making sure that content, as I said, is going to resonate. Mm-hmm. And that even though the audience may be smaller than, say, a TV ad, the audience is much more engaged, and the outcomes that we're seeing for customers are actually even more pronounced than typical, you know, forms of advertising.
All right. Lovely. David, we're just going to take a short break here. We've got some music coming up in just a moment. Folks, don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Enterprise Explores, of course. This is a show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. We'll be right back with David Hickey, the Executive Director for Asia Pacific at Meltwater, when we come back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Behold freedom, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Welcome back to Enterprise Explores. I'm speaking with David Hickey. He's the Executive Director for Asia Pacific at Meltwater. And of course, this is the show that highlights and keeps you in touch with the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. Today, we're having a discussion about the Meltwater 2024 Global Digital Report with David Hickey, the Executive Director for Asia Pacific at Meltwater. Thank you for sticking around, David. One of the questions I've got is, you know, there are so many platforms out there, but one platform that or a couple of platforms we don't really hear too much about when it comes to people being engaged, you know, depending on their ages, is LinkedIn, Snapchat, Discord. These tend to be the platforms that are lesser spoken about. LinkedIn is something, obviously, in our industry we speak a little bit more about. But do you see opportunity for brands looking to diversify their digital presence in these areas too?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. Again, it depends a little bit on your audience. If you take a platform like Discord,
yeah,
they're doing really well, you know, 300 million active users now every month. Their audience is very, very strong in the gaming community. Mm. So, mm, you know, if you're in that space, I think that that's a phenomenal platform that has a lot of opportunity, particularly because gamers are certainly spending a lot of time online. So you've got a highly engaged audience that's also spending a lot of time online.
Right.
I think LinkedIn has really gone from strength to strength. I personally have become a lot more engaged with that platform.
Yeah,
obviously,
too,
you know, as a business user, I think it started out as a relatively transactional,
yeah,
you know, reason to use that platform. But I think that they've really lent into the criticality of great content to keep people on platform.
Mm.
We're seeing a lot of, you know, solopreneurs and, you know, I guess, you know, sales and business influencers that are spending, you know, what seems like almost their whole day generating content that people are staying pretty engaged with.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of paid partnerships on LinkedIn. And I think that is an opportunity there for brands if they're looking to innovate and spearhead something new.
Mm.
So yeah, there's definitely opportunities out there for newer platforms. Another one to watch is Telegram. They're now, you know, 900 million active users, which is a huge sum. And what's particularly interesting about Telegram is that the average cost of a user is only 70 cents in terms of what it costs Telegram per year. Yeah, per year. So they're actually running their business on an oily rag and they're looking to IPO potentially in the next kind of 12 months. I think that's one to watch. You know, they're rumored to be valued at about $30 billion or so, and it's pretty much exclusively owned by their founder. So that's a really interesting one, and one that's just gone from strength to strength over the last kind of 24 months.
Right. And when we look at digital ad spend, and in light of, you know, impressive gains in digital ad spend, what trends are you observing in terms of ROI and effectiveness of digital ads across various platforms?
Yeah, digital ads, as I said, was up 10%. So social ads were actually up 13% per our report. We're seeing social media ad spend now contributing about 29% of the overall pie in digital ad spend. So I think that social is, in terms of ad spend, is a critical place for marketers to be. As I said, our state of the social report showed that that was going to be big focus for marketers.
Right.
We're also seeing a 17% growth in paid influencer spend. So that's something that's actually driving a decent amount of the growth that we're seeing in social ad spend. So I think that social is a great place to be, but I think that marketers out there are generally looking to see their dollar go further.
Right.
I mentioned earlier there's a big focus now on profitability. Marketing budgets are either getting cut or they're being pressed for more impact from the money that's being spent. And we're going to see, you know, a trend towards, I guess, marketers being even more data-driven than they've been before, in terms of making sure that those dollars go as far as they possibly can.
Right.
And I think that there's, you know, obviously opportunities for them to partner with, you know, social listening companies or influencer marketing companies. You know, we've got a few platforms in those areas, obviously, as well, which can help them, you know, get the data about where their audience exists, get the data about the success of their previous campaigns and marry, you know, their future campaigns with the right audiences on the right platforms at the right time of day.
Okay. Now, 2024 is a record year for elections around the world. Given the potential for misinformation, I guess, in the current geopolitical climate, what role do you guys have when you come to helping organizations kind of navigate this landscape? It can be a bit treacherous, perhaps.
Yeah, it can be for sure. Obviously, you know, the boom of generative AI has only made this challenge even more pronounced. We're seeing now really the cost of content going to zero. And that'll mean that there'll be another boom in terms of the amount of content that's available online.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, ChatGPT or perhaps more importantly, you know, DALL-E, which generates images, and recently they've now launched a video generator as well. Not only is it becoming easier to create content, it's becoming harder and harder to understand the difference between what is real and what is fake.
Right.
We have a significant business in public sector, so that, you know, governments have been particularly interested in monitoring for this. As you said, 2 billion people are going to go to the polls across more than 50 countries this year. So governments, I think, have a big responsibility to partner with companies like Meltwater to actually try to understand, you know, any kind of fake news that's out there, and also understand how that content is spreading through social media. Because it may begin with fake news, but the real damage, it comes when it spreads through social. So social listening becomes a really critical asset in understanding how fake news travels. Meltwater, you know, is obviously building products in-house, but is also out there partnering with organizations. One of those, we partner with an organization called NewsGuard that actually employs trained journalists to understand the credibility of news sources that are out there, and particularly ones that are spreading false narratives. This partnership, you know, it actually hooks in directly with the content on the Meltwater side to actually give a fingerprint and a score of how, you know, potentially misleading a piece of content or a source itself may be. And that helps, you know, marketers capture that quicker. It helps, you know, media people in government understand where false narratives have actually, you know, spawned from. And understanding where it originates and understanding how it has spread are key levers in really being able to combat the impact that, that misinformation can have.
Okay. I've got one more question before I let you go, David, and that's about the future outlook. And based on this year's findings, what digital trends do you predict will kind of dominate next year? And how do you think that businesses should kind of prepare for that?
Yeah, I said earlier, and I'm a big believer in this, you know, brands partnering with content creators is something that has been growing over the past couple of years. I think in 2024 and beyond, we're even going to see, you know, more traditional organizations that are maybe coming from boring, in inverted commas, sectors like insurance or like finance or healthcare, actually, you know, leaning into that and partnering with content creators and influencers to be able to spread their message to new audiences, or actually following their current audiences as they move towards online and move towards social. We saw RHB Group actually partnered with some influencers on Instagram recently. That's an example of that actually taking root.
Yeah.
I think that we'll see that more and more over the next couple of years.
David, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Folks, I've been speaking with David Hickey, the Executive Director for Asia Pacific at Meltwater, on insights from Meltwater's 2024 Global Digital Report. And if you missed any part of the conversation, you can catch the podcast on our website at bfm.my or download the BFM app. You can also find our shows. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast players. Just search for Enterprise Explores on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.